left leg.
Is that evil enough?
It's got to be closed casket.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I want to put the headphones on because it makes me feel.
No, yeah, that's the ultimate way to.
Oh, I hear you.
It was the that was the thing. If you wanted to ruin my future and faith and everything, you have Kobe Bryant die in a helicopter crash with his daughter and a bunch of other kids that he's coaching.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm sick of everyone talking about the other people.
You're stepping on my wire.
Really?
Yeah. It's too much of the other folks.
What are they're like, everyone matters. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. You don't know what you're talking about.
What the hell?
Get your cocking gear.
Yeah. Take your fucking wire down.
I was just saying that if Satan appeared to me and I remember waking up when I was 22, and I was living in my cum shack. In the back of your house.
That was when you were living over here and you were shitting yourself.
I was shitting myself and fucking my Sasha Gray mouth fleshlight.
You ordered a custom Sasha Gray one?
It wasn't custom shit bag. Like, imagine.
They make them where they, like, the women literally, like, the,
yeah,
you know when you go get
it was
your,
the cheapest. It was
like,
on sale old, or some shit. It
they
was
do
like
a mold
sale.
Of them.
I remember being so excited getting the package in the mail. Like, I was so nervous your dad would find it. And I was like, your dad's going to find my Sasha
You were nervous
Gray
my
mouth.
Dad was going to find it and start jacking off into it and then leave it at
no,
your door.
He was going to give it to Franco. He's like, this is a weird, like, Franco's like, coming as syphilitic AIDS ass. Anyways,
no one knows who Franco is. Franco was my dad's roommate for a while.
Was that
have we talked
the
about
account,
Franco?
Right?
Franco
was the loser.
We'll explain Franco for a second. Franco was a Italian gypsy con man who lived with, who wandered the streets with a waitress.
She was hot.
Who was kind of hot. She kind of wanted to fuck me, I think.
She
wanted to fuck John,
too.
She wanted to fuck both of us.
She wanted
and
to go down to the cum shack.
My dad met this guy at, like, a coffee shop or someplace and just got swindled by him and his story.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm a former DJ, dude. He's like, I'm a self-employed DJ. My dad thought this guy was, like, Skrillex. And he moved him in. While John and I were living downstairs here, and there was just this Italian gypsy and his wife squatting in our living room.
The best thing about Franco and the best part of his story is that it's so tragic in that he fucked with Scientologists and they stole his apartment.
Yes, that was the story that got my dad to buy into him.
An amazing
story. Do you know
story.
More details?
He subletted a apartment in, like, Los Feliz to Scientologists.
This is why my dad was convinced then, like it was real. Like, my dad was like, he's homeless. Like, he has an apartment, but he lost it. It's this crazy story.
But the funny thing is like, Franco was an illegal immigrant from, like, Italy, which is hilarious to me. And what is this, like, 1930? And he tried to get his apartment back that he was subletting from a Scientologist, and the Scientologist contacted INS.
Yeah. and just screwed him over.
And got he lost him his job.
He got him fired from his job, and he took his apartment from him.
He stole his apartment, which is crazy. Like, that's wild. And then Franco had to live here.
This retarded Fellini.
He was like 90 pounds, and he had this. All I remember is one day, Franco, they're both on pills the entire time.
Oh, they were drugged
they were
out the whole time.
Whatever the fuck they had. And
they
I
were
remember,
using my dad. My dad would go out all day and, like,
oh,
do
God.
Shit, and they would sit around the house all day.
Like in the
we were
going
to kick his
in
ass.
The
remember the day we were going
to
kick his
John
ass?
John and I wanted to beat the living
no, we were,
fuck
we,
out of
there
him.
There was one day, I was really broke, and Devin, there was, like, days where, like, my food was whatever Devin brought home from the bakery.
I worked at a bakery. I worked nights at this bakery, and I would take home all these extras in a big bag.
Delicious.
And we would live
delicious.
Off them for
they
weeks because we had
delicious.
No money.
It was the best of times and the worst of times, they say. And so Devin came home. It was a special night because usually you had one or two chocolate croissants. But this night, Devin had, like, a dozen chocolate croissants. And they were delicious chocolate croissants. And we would put them in the toaster oven. We were so excited. And you had a bunch of weed.
Yep.
And it was like, we were like, I remember it was like I had my, it was like my Friday. It was your Friday. We were both going to come home. We were going to have a bunch of chocolate croissants, smoke weed, and watch, you know, whatever the fuck we watch. It was God, that was fun.
It was a fun time.
God, that was a great time.
And then we come home, and this Italian bricklaying piece of shit had eaten all of my croissants.
He had smoked all your weed.
And smoked my weed.
He
it was
smoked
all
out. His weed. He smoked all his weed, and he ate two of my eggs.
What
he
the
ate two of
and
my
he ate
eggs.
A couple of his eggs.
He ate two of my eggs. And this cocksucker.
It was like train
this
spotting.
This cocksucker. Dude, we were sitting in that living room going, he's going to walk through that door, and we're going to
John and I were hyping ourselves up because they were gone when we got home. We were like, where the fuck is everything?
Like, we were like sitting there like, we're going to fuck
this guy. And we were sitting there like actually contemplating like, okay, John, you attack him and I'll hit his leg. Like, we wanted to kill him.
We were going to fuck him up. And this dude walks through the door. This is the funniest part. He walks through the door. First of all, your dad texted me, so I'm sorry, I ate your eggs. I want to replace the eggs. Like, shut the fuck up, Daryl. I knew it was Franco walks through the door and he has a pound bag of peanut M&Ms and a jar of fucking marijuana cooking oil. And me and Devin sat there for like a couple. He was like, sorry, dude. Like, here's the. He talked like this. He's like, here's the peanut M&Ms.
Literally how he talked.
And we sat there like fucking Mary Poppins, like a spoonful of oil. And we're fucking eating.
We were eating. For dinner, we ate cannabis oil and peanut M&Ms because this guy stole everything we were going to eat. And then
we're fucking losers. We should have just kicked
his ass.
We should have kicked his ass. We were total cucks. We let this guy cuck us, and he was like 4'9", and he had like a 7-foot-tall girlfriend.
Oh man. Well, I remember.
Do you remember when my dad would go out? We were like 20.
Tell this story. I know exactly what you're gonna say.
We would. My dad would go out and like do shit all day, and these fucking bums would sit around the house. And my dad came home, and my dad just got. He's just a sucker, and he started like buying groceries for everybody. And one time he comes back with big bags of groceries, and Franco comes out of his room like out of a nap, and he's like, Daryl, did you get ice cream?
He goes, did you get ice cream?
He yelled that out loud, and I
remember looking at Devin, and the look on his face was like just abject horror.
I wanted to tackle him.
And Daryl's like Daryl's embarrassed. He's like rubbing his eyebrow, and he's in the kitchen. Going, well, I got hot dogs and like buns.
No,
like,
but I got hot dogs, and I
like, dude.
It was
dude, you're getting fucked so.
And
hard
then here's the kicker.
Guys.
Here's the kicker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. John, do you remember this? We were driving around. After my dad, I finally told my dad, like, you gotta get, these people are con artists.
I remember the words you used, the words were used, was the resentment is building day by day.
Yeah, I went to my dad, I go, I go, I love you, but my resentment is building day by day. And I'm close to doing something wild. And then, after they left, John and I are driving around months and months later, and maybe you weren't with me. Oh. I see them at a crosswalk crossing the street, and they're like homeless. Like
he's pushing a shopping cart.
Pushing a shopping cart, like out of pursuit of happiness. Like he's like carrying like X-ray machines, and his wife is like talking to herself behind him. True story.
The saddest Franco thing I had. I was playing BioShock.
Franco.
Franco, dude.
He used to always be like, dude, it's not Adidas. It's Adidas, bro.
Like, shut.
Adidas.
I remember I would go upstairs. I would play video games and I would disassociate. And Franco would be like sitting there, or his wife was on some Klonopin binge, and I'm sitting there playing BioShock, just disassociating, and his wife is literally crawling on all fours.
Yep.
Weeping. Yep. She's weeping.
I think I'm watching a Lakers game. Or John's playing video games. I'm sitting there on my phone. Yeah. His wife comes out.
You were
of,
there?
Yeah, I was there. I remember this. His wife comes out of my old room, my middle
which
room.
Which is
when I was,
like 30 square
it's,
feet.
It's a closet. It's I lived in a closet till I was like 17 years old.
Devin's a real Harry Potter.
And this woman comes out.
The stairs.
This woman comes out of that room, literally on all fours, weeping. And we're playing video games, just looking straight at the TV, and she's moving our legs like when you're vacuuming and you're trying
she's
to like move.
She's looking for drugs in the garbage?
She's looking for her earring.
No, her belly button ring.
Or her
she
belly
had a
button
platinum
ring.
Belly button ring that her father had purchased her.
Conveniently
which is,
the size of a Klonopin.
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah, the junkie Richie knows.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's a common story.
Yeah, that's a common story. You're all looking for your platinum belly ring.
I stole that from group.
So I'm sitting, so she's weeping, and then Franco comes into the door. He walks in. He's wearing like dress pants, like black dress pants, a fucking wife beater, and then a jacket, like a black jacket.
Like over the wife beater.
He looks like a Yakuza, man. He looks like he's in a fucking Yakuza. He walks in and he goes, baby, I lost my job today.
And she's crying because she lost her bathroom.
She's sobbing. He walks in, goes, I lost my job, baby. And she's on all fours still, like under my feet, like looking
and
for this earring.
So funny.
And then they hug and they
he's
do
gone,
this
baby,
moment in front of us.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be fine, baby.
Meanwhile, John and I are playing like the Call of Duty level where you shoot up a mall. We're just killing innocent people at the mall, not paying attention to them. I remember she asked us, did you see it? Devin, have you seen it? And I go, I don't know. Haven't seen anything. Get away from me.
Eventually, it was like, I lost it on the bus. How the fuck does your belly button ring come off on the bus?
She wanted to fuck us, these. Though. Do you remember that? Remember in the kitchen that one time she gave us both the eyes?
She
said weird shit like that to me, too.
How'd that come up?
She kept trying to give me a job.
I don't remember.
She just walked in a room and offered to bathe you?
We should have gangbanged her, dude.
That would have been tight.
That would have been
in
sick.
Front of Franco for $60.
We tie him up. We gangbang her in front of him.
He's European.
No, he would have been into it.
Those are good fucking fun times, dude. We both were so full of hate, and we had no direction.
That was a crazy
and
time.
We had no direction, no hope.
No.
Nothing. We had nothing, and we were fucking...
As opposed to now, right?
What's it like?
Tons of hope.
Yes.
We have more of a semblance of what we are. As
sure,
human
sure.
Now. And like back then, it was just so fucked up, and everything was.
Remember before?
I spent my days just fucking my Sasha Gray fucking fleshlight, smoking weed, fucking going upstairs and hanging out with squatters that Daryl let in the house and fucking going to my job at the mall where my boss is a Sephardic Jew that
would
like chew.
Where'd you work at the mall?
I worked at it. I framed canvas. I con pee. Every job that's a kiosk at the mall is basically just a con.
Yeah, he worked
job.
For these Israelis at the Glendale Galleria that had
Moroccan
a kiosk.
Jews that... Sephardic Jews are nuts.
Sephardic.
You'd frame pictures.
I built the canvas and I printed the so people would. This is the
he would
this
make
is
like
the
these things. Like
yeah, what's the
grift?
The grift.
Us,
the grift
like
was
yeah, yeah.
Because framing
so,
is an
so,
actual so skill. That's why
framing
I'm
is a skill.
Like bullshit
I would
frame.
Years.
No. I learned no. Not like that.
Okay.
But like basically, we had like a $30,000 Adobe printer, and people would plug their cell phones and print pictures off their cell phones. And the thing that the grift was is there's no fucking way. The definition of a cell phone picture at that time could be blown up to this size.
Okay.
So these people would come in, print these cell phone pictures out, and we'd frame them on canvas. It was called canvas camera.
Right.
And it was fucking dumb. And it was basically, it always looked like shit. People were always disappointed. But the worst one was, is there was this dude that like wasn't a California dude. He was like an East Coast guy. Like he was like a white dude, kind of jacked. Had like a four-leaf clover tattoo on his arm, but he worked in the mall too. I think he was from like Boston, but he had like Forrest Gump intelligence.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was just a simple but very nice guy, and he'd come by the kiosk every fucking day and say hi to me, and he was just like a really nice guy, and he worked at the mall. I don't know what he was doing in LA, and he came by, and one day it was Mother's Day, and he was like, I really want to print out this picture on my cell phone and put it on the canvas for my mom. It's a picture of like me or something, and he had like a fucking like Nokia phone. And I was like, dude, I remember, like, and my boss was like, if you fucking deny anyone, like, you're fired.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at this guy and being like, dude, this isn't going to look that good. Like, I tried to sell him on the smallest canvas size, but even then it wasn't going to look that good. And I remember, like, printing it out, framing it, and it looked like dog shit. And I remember handing it to him. And it was expensive as fuck. It was like $60, $70. And the look on this fucking guy's face of disappointment. But he was like my homie, so he couldn't really do anything. And it just sucked ass, dude. It was the worst job ever. And Black
worse than,
Friday.
Worse than shoveling dead dogs?
Yeah.
No. Dead dogs was sick because it was dead dogs was dead dogs fucking
John will
rocked.
Defend this till the grave.
I will defend that. It was 70% me listening to podcasts, listening to Danzig, driving around, hitting on.
Imagine listening to the Danzig and like throwing a dead pit bull
dude,
in a truck.
Rocked.
That's pretty badass.
Me
honestly.
Showing up to vet clinics and fucking there's like hot fucking vet techs and I'm just like, I'm the dude with tattoos that shows up and
hell,
big
did
picks
you,
up
would
your
you
dead
wear, like,
dogs.
A bandana like David Foster Wallace.
I wish. Yeah, no, John, what I do is I'd roll my sleeves up though.
John helped out.
I pull up like I am demons playing and I'm fucking rolling my sleeves up and like, yeah.
John helped out Fauci.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
he helped Fauci kill all those puppies.
And the vet techs would come in and be like, we got a really bad one today. Like, it's got no head. And I'd be like,
I'll take it.
I'd be like, fuck
it's got no head.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, bring it to me. And I could smell their vaginas from here. You know, I was like that guy.
Really?
Silence of the Lambs.
You smelled the dog's pussy?
Anyway, so so I fucking, anyways, so it's Black Friday, Oh, I told the story. This is a story when I shit my bed.
Yeah.
It was Black Friday.
We've talked about you shitting yourself many times. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was at the Glendale Galleria.
Yeah, you'd scam people and then go back to the cum shack.
Yeah, I'd eat Panda Express.
Have to deal
all day.
With.
God, it sucked. God,
we had horrific lives.
So much fun, though.
We had a lot of fun, but we were also extremely miserable.
I would love to turn back time for like a week and just live there.
And just remember what it was.
Just live there.
Be in it for a second. You remember when you fucked that old lady at the bar and and David and I thought you were kidnapped?
I didn't fuck her. I jerked off.
You jerked off on her butt and she all. And it was right after Robin Williams.
I think I told this story.
We told this story.
Yeah, I jerked off on
her. It was right after Robin Williams died and she just wanted to watch. She just wanted to watch Good Morning Vietnam. John got back to her place at like 4 a.m. He thought he was going to fuck and then she just turns on Good Morning Vietnam.
I tried to fuck, but I couldn't get it in because she was so high on coke.
Oh, does her pussy close up? Like, it's like fuck proof?
I mean, yeah. She wasn't into it. Yeah. She was into it mentally, not physically.
Dude, there's a time in your guy's life where you were just insecure, you know?
I'm still insecure. Like, I at work,
we just watched that horrible show.
Yeah, we were just watching that horrible
show. Dude, I'm so self-deprecating.
You guys
would
just fuck and then, you know, like, work at the mall.
Nobody got laid back then. It was horrible. I got laid, like, once.
I had a girl come down here one time.
My girl I met on
Tinder. I think I was living with you, John, but I think you weren't around at the time because I didn't want you to be around. And I this girl that I thought was thick online, she gets here. She's a fatso.
The stinky girl.
And her pussy stunk.
You've told this story.
Mine was
she
hot.
Had a limp when she left too, like a pirate.
Beautiful.
She had like a wooden.
We did this already.
I found out she had like a wooden leg.
I had a beautiful black skin.
That might have been on the Patreon.
I had a beautiful black skin named Alex.
I only talk about stinky pussies on the Patreon.
Devin did the greatest gift to me ever because I was in the age where like anyone I fucked, I fell in love with, and it was like I had this beautiful black. Mexican girl that I was like kept sleeping with like every week and then like for like 4 or 5 weeks and then like she just dropped me and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but I was like and like she hit up Devin on Tinder.
Yeah, and I didn't realize
Devin
it was the same girl for a while.
It was the greatest, it was the nicest thing he's ever done because that would have destroyed me.
She wanted to like meet up and I
was like no bitch.
I was like, don't I know you or something? I think you were like seeing my friend. She was like, LOL, maybe, haha. And I was like, well, you're creepy.
Yeah, Devin's great.
Nice.
I'm a good guy.
That's loyalty, baby.
That's loyalty.
What if I just tell John right now I fucked her for like a month?
Yeah. That'd be fine now. That'd be cool. But
No. She was one of those black chicks that like had short hair.
She was the first girl I fucked.
I'm not into that.
The only pussy you guys share is Sasha Gray's.
Dude,
that's right.
I wish.
We used to share fleshlights. We probably created. There's probably a weird baby.
Did you ever share
a
fleshlight?
No, but did you talk about walking in on me when Joey gave me my first weed vape? And that was a horrific like 3 days where I was just high the entire time fucking that fleshlight. And I remember Devin walks into my room and I'm naked, covered in a sheet on my shit bed. I'm naked, covered in a sheet on my shit bed with the fleshlight next to me. And I have the weed vape in my mouth. And it was just like Panda Express.
Everywhere. There's Panda Express everywhere. The room was decorated by Panda Express.
My favorite part about that whole thing is when Mark moved into my room afterwards, he got a rat.
Yeah. John never had rats.
I never had rats.
Mark moves in. I walked into his room one time, 5 rats fall from a closet and run around, scatter. I freak out.
I remember telling Mark they're going to chew his pecker off while he sleeps.
Chew his pecker off.
God.
What a time.
Damn, we started this on a roll.
Yeah.
A little classic old story.
Yeah. Rats follow Mark everywhere he goes, though. You know,
it's like a Wilfred.
He's like the Pied Piper.
Yeah,
yeah.
Every place he's living, rats everywhere.
I'm self-conscious about how much I breathe through my mouth on this podcast. I feel like people hear it.
Well, don't do it.
Well, you know,
you gotta just
sound like Darth Vader.
What you're gonna, you know, you'll get over it once you get used to the pod woes. You know, everyone's got their quirks.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't this?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm catching my stride now.
With what work?
Just
is it?
Life, man. I'm fucking catching
you're
it.
You're feeling
I'm
good, right?
Yeah. I'm feeling a little better. I'm thinking about my ex less and less.
You're going to get that bike?
Oh, fuck yeah. February, April.
You're really going to get a motorcycle, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to get a Triumph or a Harley. I don't know where I'm going to get it. But the thing, I just found out today that it has to be, in order to register it in Cal, this is the most fucked up thing. There's no reason for it ever existing. If some fucker works at the DMV or some shit and hits us up on Patreon and tells us why this exists, I would love them. But the thing is, you cannot register a used motorcycle you've purchased out of state in California unless it has over 7,500 miles on it.
Who makes these laws?
If you try to register, if you buy a bike out of state, bring it in state, and try to register it when it has, say, 3,500 miles on it, that bike gets blacklisted and cannot be registered in the state forever. So you're fucked.
That makes no sense.
Why? Makes no fucking sense.
It's just some arbitrary thing to make.
Some arbitrary thing.
Somebody gets a job based on that rule.
Because I'm thinking about buying a bike out of state. Because they're just, A, like, sometimes the motorcycle I want is in Tennessee or some shit. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll fly out there and drive back. It'd be awesome.
There's no way that explanation.
No, there's no reason.
No, it's some neoliberal control shit. Yeah, it's just control.
You know, someone knows like the reason. They're like, well, because of taxes out of state with California, and then you would just hear, you'd be like, oh, so what?
The only thing that makes sense. The only thing that makes sense to me is maybe because engines being, you have to actually break in an engine, and maybe the smog doesn't meet California standards unless the engine is broken in. But the thing is that is like 1980s engines. You don't break in anymore. That's like 1980s.
You can go cheat the smog test.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You go see Paco.
Everyone cheats the smog
test. Fucking Cesar Chavez. He fucking, damn, that was racist. Whoa. He fucking,
oh, I thought you
Paco.
Were, John, I was going to roll with you and be like, John has a guy named Paco down on Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, you're loving it. No, but they go down there, they'll replace your catalytic converter with like a fucking PVC pipe and cheat the smog test day.
No, yeah, man.
Beautiful.
Love those guys. It's all said with love. Those guys rock.
It's a smash and grab economy, baby.
They are great dudes. Steal catalytic converters and rip it out of your car and just fucking.
Oh, yeah. I got mine stolen twice.
Dude, you know, have you seen the process and how they do that?
Dude, yeah, it's crazy.
It's easier to make meth. No, to take the honeycomb inside the catalytic converter and convert it into platinum.
Yeah.
It's insane.
No, Mexicans they love catalytic converters. If you go to like a Cinco de Mayo barbecue, they're grilling them.
Yeah.
La lengua.
They're like, you want some lengua? You want catalytic converter?
Yeah. That's how they run those Al Pastor stacks at all the time.
Yeah, it's like a spit. They have a catalytic converter on a spit. They put a pineapple on it in between tortilla.
Yeah. No, but to actually steal the catalytic converter is extremely easy. It's just they take the...
You just chop two parts off of it.
There's like a specialized chain you can use. It looks like a chainsaw chain, but you just like... it's kind of like what they cut like meat with.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a little bit more hardcore. And you just... It's meant to cut pipe. It's like a chain that cuts pipe. And you just... shit out.
Yeah. Richie's had his stolen twice.
You got it stolen twice?
Yeah, in the past, within 2 months.
They follow you around. They look at you. And they go, this guy's a mark.
Yeah, they watch. Well, he has an old Honda, too, which is
Target.
My car's a Target.
You know, what's funny is that the bigger the converter is, like if you get like a GMC Yukon or some shit, that's the most money.
You're making like $1,000.
Really?
I think with a regular catalytic converter, you're making like 300.
Yeah.
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 I'm leaning towards crime at this point in my life.
It's a smash and grab economy.
If gas reaches $7 a gallon, I am committing crime.
Oh yeah,
I'm really committing crime.
Can't Biden just fucking make an executive order that it can't be that much?
He's not even alive. He's trying to nap. He's like literally. It's like Weekend at Bernie's at the fucking DC. It's just Kamala Harris fucking leaning Biden.
She
up.
Doesn't even do anything either. Yeah, she's not even around.
She just picks the coolest chucks to wear.
She just wears new Converse every couple weeks.
Right.
Says she's doing
whip of justice and
God.
I want to die.
Kamala's going to come
in hell.
With her whip of justice.
We're living in hell. I want to die. Yeah, this is horrific.
Her job is just to say we did it every 3 weeks about something.
I want to walk onto the White House lawn and just blow my brains out.
Do you think they're going to make the Omicron virus like a thing? Like, are they going to try and do
what
like,
is going on?
It's the Omicron virus,
Africa?
John. Yeah, like, they, you know. We're supposed to worry because, you know, Nelson Mandela just died of the Omicron virus.
I have really bad winter allergies, and I thought I caught coronavirus again, and I was literally just
Sick 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, every morning I was cutting open, we have a lime bush in our backyard, and my temporary roommate grabbed a bunch of limes out of it and just had a bowl. It was really nice, so we had a bunch of fresh limes. And by the way, anything grown in your backyard is a million times better than anything you buy at the grocery store. It's insane.
Yeah, not true.
This is horseshit. my buddy has an avocado tree.
Full of, the rats eat them. It's disgusting.
Listen, cocksucker, my buddy's got.
I don't like fruit from people's yards. I don't like when they try and get me to eat their fruit. You'll never have better avocados.
These avocados, they were juicy and big and fucking tasted like.
But
butter.
It doesn't come in that green net at the grocery store.
Yeah, you know what?
I need it to come in an official bag.
You need a man to come in your ass, anyway. So
very good, John. That wit that we all know you for.
Yes. The mixologist.
The only thing you're mixing is cum in your ass.
Shit in your ass. I was in my underpants eating fried chicken I got from a liquor store in New Orleans. I'm looking at Devin going, mixologist is the only thing they're mixing is shit and cum in their ass.
Like the worst joke ever made.
Anyways, yeah, I was cutting limes out of fear and smelling them because I thought I got coronavirus again because I can't take another brain hit. My brain's fucked now.
Mm-hmm. Do your brain really get...
I have really bad short-term memory, but I've always been kind of a ditz, you know, so I don't know.
I don't even buy that with you, the coronavirus.
I'm a lug.
You seem the same, same person.
Yeah.
Exact really? Same person. Yes. You reference
I'm scared.
Knowledge and history I'm very scared. Quickly, exact like you always same. Have.
Yeah. But I can't, like, count, you know, but I've also been...
Who
I'm
can count retarded. In this economy? It's a smash-and-grab economy. No need
What's
to count.
Just grab.
Yeah,
tell
the women to bring us whiskey. Tell them to drop it. Oh, you boarded up the Anne Frank hole.
We'll have more after this. Yeah, I boarded it up.
God damn it, dude. Oh, what's up with that fucking... Did LeBron James, like, injure a man?
Yeah, he, like, hit... It was just...
That's crazy. Did you guys talk about that yet?
It wasn't that big a deal.
No, he just hit a guy in the
face.
He was
bleeding.
Yeah, it happens.
Like, I got so mad.
It's basketball.
People are...
I saw it on a commercial. I was like, whoa, Devin will know about this.
You saw it in a commercial?
Not a commercial, like a highlight.
Real quick, a highlight? Yeah. No, it wasn't that big of a
deal.
That
guy wanted to fuck him up.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah. I love that. Anyone that wants
Dave
to beat LeBron is great.
Dave Portnoy was trying to use it as a thing to come at LeBron. If you hate LeBron, it's an easy thing to be like, he should be suspended, which he was.
I've never liked LeBron, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
It happened.
He just hit him in the face.
He's got a teeny tiny toe.
Impulsively, yeah, and then apologized.
The story was more about the guy freaking out afterward. And
yeah.
Yeah, he went straight up like savage. Savage mode.
He went savage mode. Yeah.
What is that the thing?
Yeah. Travis Scott went savage mode at Astroworld.
Mm-hmm. Travis Scott.
He went sicko mode.
Sicko mode.
So you guys ready to go sicko mode?
I remember when that song came out and I walked into Mark's room. I walked into Mark's room and he had a bunch of headbands, like bandanas on his desk. And what do you wear those when he goes sicko mode, Mark? Oh, God.
But yeah, do you think we're going to fucking... Are we going to have to, like, pretend COVID's still a thing? Not that we still don't.
COVID's
like,
the new terrorism. It's new terrorism until they figure out. It's a temporary. They're just like, okay, what? Terrorism's over. Africa's the new
it is.
War frontier, by the way.
The Omicron is just, like, a new terrorist group that
yeah,
we're, like,
so this
they're
is,
trying
this
to scare
is the
us
in-between.
With.
This is the in-between before they figure out another war we can go into. And
let's
we're
do
be,
the
we're
war.
We're going to be fighting.
Yeah,
the war's
like
the war's going to be in Africa. It's going to be in sub-Saharan Africa. That's going to be the new war
really?
Zone.
What do we even kill there?
Like, proxy war? Or?
No, this is going to be the real war. It's going to be in sub-Saharan Africa.
For what?
What are you? Who do we? What? Why?
Niger. It's going to be us fighting Russia
Whoa.
And China.
Don't.
No,
he's
Niger.
He said it right.
Throw his ass out! It's Niger!
It's a Niger!
We sent Michael Richards to Niger.
Michael Richards. No, that's the new
You think we're going to go to war with Africa?
No, we're going to go war with China and Russia in a proxy war in sub-Saharan Africa.
Interesting.
I talked to a guy. A guy who was there. I'm not going
to
reveal anything else.
Does he work for the CIA?
Yeah, who
I'm not going to say who he works
was
for,
Alan
but I
Dulles?
Spoke to a guy who fought ISIS in Niger. And
no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
ISIS, he didn't fight
They're everywhere,
ISIS.
Bud. Right. Yeah, no, China and Russia. Russia's in the CAR, and I've known that for a long time, the Central African Republic.
Their acronym is CAR?
CAR, yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah. So the Congo.
That's already
got,
Congo, a word.
The Congo
dipshits.
Got split into a bunch of different countries.
You don't get to make your cool group called CAR. It's a famous word.
But yeah, we're all gonna fight in like a new Vietnam in Africa. It's gonna be sick.
That's cool. Yeah. But and we there's not a drug that's gonna like open us up.
If,
like Vietnam when everyone was fucking doing...
No, all the drugs have been invented. The only new drugs are like Chinese synthetic
chemicals. No, dude, there'll be like a new Frank White and he'll go over there to get the best jankum.
Jankum. No, there is something called Cot, which is amazing.
What's that?
It's a... I used to chew it in Kenya. It's totally legal there, but it's crazy because the quality of Cot degrades by the hour, which is the problem. You can't really export it.
What is it?
Also, it's a controlled substance. It's a root. It's like a...
Oh, so it's like safe?
It's like coca. Yeah, it's one of the safest drugs you can honestly take. It's like a coca leaf root. You kind of just like chew the skin off the root and chew it with a double bubble in your mouth. You get bubble gum.
What does it make you feel like?
It's a amphetamine.
Oh,
it's
like
completely natural amphetamine.
Like Adderall or something?
Oh, you get fucked up. You get fucking jacked on that shit. It fucking rocks, yeah. So you go to the market. You'll see these dudes in these big ass trucks and they got just loaded with cot and they're fucking hauling ass down the road because the quality of it degrades by the hour. So... And then you go to these open-air markets in Kenya, and they have little clocks on all the fucking, like, not real working clocks, but, like, this is when it was picked. And it'll be, like, 8 o'clock this morning. And love all the clocks, and you get the freshest cot, and then you go out at to bars at night, and you fucking drop that shit. And boba, I think it's shit, they have beetle nuts. Beetle nuts is another one. You can take a beetle nut. It's super bitter. and you drop it in your beer. That's another amphetamine. You drink that shit.
Beetle nut.
Beetle nuts. It makes your teeth red. Huh. Anyways, but cot fucking rocks. You just rip it, you chew a bubble gum, and it's just like a natural.
Is it better than cocaine?
No.
Oh.
No, I did coke the other night.
Why?
Really?
Because everybody...
Don't
everybody's
do coke
like,
nowadays.
Yeah, everybody's like, don't do coke. I'm like, fuck it, dude.
No, that's not...
Fuck it, dude.
Dude, that's badass.
Don't do that.
Fuck it, dude.
That's when you know you're doing...
You know, no, you just...
Everyone's
you
saying
just do,
this, I said, fuck.
No, you do the fucking thing where I only have to run faster than the guy next to me when I'm getting attacked by a bear. You just wait for the guy to do it, and then you wait like...
John's like, I met this girl named Kate Quigley. We did coke.
No, I did a couple bumps.
It's a
it was great.
Joke.
I did a couple bumps, had some ginger, vodka gingers, and fucking...
Where, at work?
At work?
With a buddy.
Like, just hanging out?
Just hanging out at his apartment, talking about shit.
How do you know it's safe coke?
Because he did it and didn't die. And he'd been doing it all night. It was great.
Mm. Had a good time. I've never done coke.
Everyone needs like a
coke's great.
I won't do it now that everyone's dying.
Yeah, yeah, it's done. Yeah, you know what? If I die because I get caught up in some sort of cartel poison war, fuck it. You know?
Really? Why?
Yeah, fuck it.
That's a weird
You
thought.
Don't mean that.
Fuck it.
You're making jokes.
No, not fuck it. No, I don't. Not. I would rather not die because I got caught up in a cartel poison war. But like
John
if I die, like, you know, fuck it.
You die.
If he dies, he dies.
This is my last year of my 20s. You know what I mean? My sister was telling me today. I thought I was partying too much lately.
You sound like you're on coke right now.
I am on coke.
Are you on cot?
No, I'm not on cot.
Are you doing Beetlejuice or whatever
you're
just talked about?
Cock. No, my sister. I was talking to my sister. I trust my sister's opinion of me over anybody's, basically. And like, I was like, she came to my bar the other night, and she was like sitting there with her fiance, and I was like, yeah, I've been kind of like partying a lot lately, and like having a good time. And she was like, I think that's great. And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, I'm glad. I'm proud of you. And I was like, cool. And then she was like, because her last year of her 20s was in the middle of pandemic and she didn't do anything. And she was like, it sucked. Like, I spent 29 not doing shit. And I'm 29. And she was like, you're having fun. I was like, fuck yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay.
What is there, a cutoff when you turn 30?
I got the go ahead for my sister to do fucking fentanyl.
You got
coke.
The go ahead.
Nice. John's sister's Demi Lovato.
She's
my
sitting there.
Rocks,
she's like, I'm really proud of you. You go
my sister's an honest, like a. Like
you back away. You go make a drink for somebody else. She turns to her fiance. She's like, he's a fucking loser. He's
what
throwing his life away with drugs.
What do they call girls? Girl boss. My sister's a girl boss.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
She read Tina Fey's Bossy Pants.
Yeah.
And everything turned around.
I'd fuck Tina Fey.
Of course.
Yeah. What? Who wouldn't?
It's got dope.
Wasn't what I was saying. Saying she wrote a.
She's a boss.
She wrote a book.
Your sister's like Tina Fey. You want to fuck Tina Fey, so you want to.
Interesting.
No.
John. Little Freudian stuff.
Don't get it mixed up. Oops.
So your sister supports your drug habit.
Yeah, she doesn't know half the shit I'm getting up to. I'm having fun. I'm gonna like fucking.
Would you ever like?
There are so many flaws that you're just blowing through, but it's like fine. Just keep.
Oh, dude,
so many
I can't wait till Wednesday. I'm gonna fucking.
What's
when
going
I'm
on
tracks,
Wednesday? You're like,
I'm
Tom's like,
tracks.
Dude, Wednesday I'm fucking my sister, dude.
No, Wednesday I'm going to tracks, and then I found there's a brewery next door. I'm gonna fucking start sneaking over to the brewery after work and fucking trying to get the people that work there to come into my bar.
Hit us up.
Yeah, come into my. That bar's way looser. Give me like a few more weeks.
Yeah.
They're very nice people.
I love the game. I love
John's
the
like,
boy in hand coming out. Give me, it is
John's like, that bar is going to be fabulous. John and I watch a lot of Queer Eye.
Dude, we love Queer Eye.
We love
you femboys watching some Queer Eye.
We love
the
Fab Five.
The sissy hypnosis.
The sissy hypnosis is working on me.
Yeah, you're attracted.
No, it's a fun show.
I think I'm starting a podcast. I'm going to start a t-shirt company. I'm going to do some crazy
John and I have a theory that at the end of...
Pride on a hoodie.
We have a theory that at the end of every Queer Eye episode, they make the fan, they go,
they call paying
okay,
the
this
toll.
Is all yours if you fuck us.
No. They fix the guy's life, right? He's like some like the best episode is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that's
stand-up
sad.
Comedian. They fix his life. They redo his parents' basement, and they fucking like Bobby's there, and they're all crowded around him, and he's like crying. He's like, thank you guys for all your help, and then they're like. It's time to pay the toll, honey. Like Johnny's
time
like,
to pay
honey.
The toll, honey.
And they all just viciously gang fuck him.
It's also amazing whenever they go to like some black people like in like,
oh, the
like down home black
wild.
People they code switch and like there's always like. Like, they set up a boxing gym for this one black dude, and, like, everything was, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
like,
yeah,
graffiti.
Like, graffiti
on, like, bubble
like, you
print
can tell
graffiti.
They're, like, they just don't know how to act.
Like,
they're, like,
funky fresh.
They're, like, Jamal, we turned your home into an Escalade.
That was the crazy thing is Jack, we were hanging out with my friend Jacqueline last night, and she was over, and she was pointing out, like, how much disdain these people have for poor people. Mm-hmm. Like all the fucking Queer Eye guys.
Yeah, yeah, they don't.
I mean,
care
it really kind of it makes sense. It is a great show though. I can't wait for the joke new season coming out New Year's.
What was the joke we had recently? It was like James Baldwin in the Fab Five. James Baldwin. He's like, I am Nacho Negro, and that outfit is hideous.
It's whenever they go into black neighborhoods. Oh my god, the barbecue woman episode.
Yeah, when they're helping those two black ladies
do
barbecue. They
replaced that woman's teeth, which is expensive as fuck.
Oh, like, they spend money. Lots of money. They do a lot for these people.
That's yeah. good.
Apparently, a lot of them have AIDS.
One
casually.
Of AIDS.
Yeah. Isn't there a black dude in the group, the Queer Eye group?
Yeah, he's
the one,
with, one AIDS.
With AIDS.
Okay.
Reggie goes, okay.
He's still fucked up with the Fresh Prince. He doesn't know how to get.
No,
he code switches. He code switches from gay to like black dude. He'll code switch. He'll be like,
really?
Yeah, he can be like, yeah, like my daughter, like me, because he's got a daughter. He'll be like, yeah, my daughter.
Yeah, he'll be like, he turns into schoolboy Q.
He turns into straight
he's
man,
like, he's like, just doing it for my daughter.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to like, oh my God.
Yeah, and he always wears these LA hats. And I mean, honestly, if Karama walked through the door right now,
John knows all their names.
If Karama walked through the door right now, I'd be thrilled.
Oh, I love those guys. Imagine what they would turn this room into.
Yeah,
you should get queer-eyed. I'm gonna queer-eye your ass.
I'd love to get queer-eyed.
Anthony's gonna teach you how to make poke and then
that
come
guy
in your mouth.
Also sucks. He's always trying to show like blue collar people how to make scallops every night.
Yeah, it's retarded.
It's like hilarious.
Like, so it's like you have to tap into your roots.
He's like, listen, Jim Bob.
He's like,
have you ever heard of Chilean sea bass?
It's insane.
I think it's very feasible for you to make for the family every night.
Well,
they live
also,
in, like, a trailer.
Like, there's episodes where he's like teaching women who obviously know how to fucking cook. Mm-hmm. Like these two women who ran a barbecue joint. It's like they don't need. They can. I went over their house now and was like, cook me something. They'd make me the dopest shit I've ever had in my life.
Right, right, right.
And like he's like teaching them how
like,
to
have
do.
You heard of Israeli couscous?
No, yeah, she's like he's like ruining two black women that know how they make every meal they make is amazing, and he's like trying to teach them how to make like quinoa and like boring salmon.
Right, right, right.
And they're like,
I do like
yeah.
Bobby. Though.
We know
Bobby's
how to
we
make
know
good
we're gonna,
food.
Yeah, we'd rather die.
Tan's hot. I'd fuck Tan.
Tan?
Yeah, Tan has like female micro emotions.
Tan's the Arab one, right? Or the Indian
Pakistani.
One? Pakistani.
British Pakistani.
Yeah, he's like the Kumail of the crew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Jonathan.
You never watched?
Is he slender?
You never watched Queer Eye?
Yeah,
I watched some of it. I just remember Jonathan. He's the front man.
Jonathan's the front man.
Yeah, the guy that looks like he runs the fucking sledgehammer thing at the carnival. Yeah. Yeah. With his stupid mustache.
Yeah.
There's a couple episodes where he shaved it.
Yeah. He is super gay, that guy.
Yeah, he's
that
like,
guy's
that,
the gayest.
What are the levels of that? Like, what makes you that?
He's like,
is it the harder you get fucked, the more like, eh, like I don't. That sounds ignorant.
Rough.
Let's just be silent right now, so Devin feels.
Should I just dig myself a hole?
Yeah.
Just finish your thought, buddy.
My thought is honestly, why are there so many different levels to gays? They're like what is why is Jonathan so much gayer than the rest of them? What does that even mean, gayer? Everyone's having gay sex. They're all gay. Am I right? You ever think about it? These words,
just to make you
these words.
No,
you motherfuckers.
God, these are good questions. Continue.
Continue, Dev.
Answer some of your questions. What do you think?
What do you think
is?
It is, Dev?
I think it's because they're getting all fucked. I think it's because they're getting all butt fucked all hard.
You sound like a preacher.
It's Joel Osteen. He sold out the fucking. He sells out Cowboy Stadium, and that's him on stage. He's like, because they're getting all fucked. Like 20,000 people.
Why has God left these men more than other men? It's because they're getting all fucked.
That's what he says. He yells that.
They have a new spirit within them, a feminine spirit, an evil darkness.
Mm.
But what are the levels of gay? I don't get it.
Well, I think when non-binary and like transgender became more of a thing, like I think you could just dive into being gayer and gayer. Like Jonathan wears skirts and shit, you know?
But what is the difference between, I know a ton of gay people that are like, they just
I don't know. I'm not
like
gay.
You
I'm...
or you like they're right. just guys, but they're gay. They're gay. They go the full mile. It's you have to be ballsy to fuck a man in the ass. That is gross. So you have to. It's the love of the game.
Yeah,
you have to really be gay.
Well,
I heard
the majority of them are bottoms. Like there's a top shortage.
Yeah, there is.
Why? Because that's like more alpha or what?
Because I have a feeling getting fucked in your butt probably feels better than fucking a
probably
butt.
Does.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Also, you have the amount of things you have to go to, they got to fast.
Like, I don't think anyone that's do some that.
Do they always bullshit. Have to fast? Gay guys have sex after dinner?
No, a gay dude I work with said when he's dating.
Oh, that
single,
guy we talked to at the bar?
Yeah, you pretty much don't eat all day. Like, if you know you have a date, you don't eat all day.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd be shitting all over a cock if I was a gay guy. I'd be going to Rick's. I'd be getting the huevos rancheros and getting fucked in the ass. You know? This is what you signed up for.
Yeah, I would like
my dingleberries. I would make it like little bobas of cum.
I'd make
and
it really
shit.
Messy. Yeah, I'd eat like five eggs and drink a bunch of half and half right before I go get.
Do you think there's gay dudes that are into a dirtier asshole?
Fuck yeah,
like
there
I
are.
Want it to be all shitty. Like, yeah, eat that big burrito
probably.
Before you come.
I didn't realize I was into more of a dirty pussy until I was really attracted to the woman. Like, the bustier it is, it's nicer.
Dirty in what sense?
Like
smelly?
When I go down there, it's like yeah,
that real like hairy. Smell.
Not hairy smell, just like sweaty, fucking good. I
heard
really,
women
I'm really
that
attracted
smoke
to them. I
just cigarettes
smell their
have
shit.
Stinky pussies.
Yeah,
is
I
that
don't
a
know.
Thing?
I don't know.
What
I
do
know.
You think? Seriously, what is the difference between the gay guy that's like, and why are they like that? Like,
Devin,
when did that
I look
come
to
about?
You, I look to you for my answers.
I don't know, bro.
It's a question.
Do
I really
look like
never...
a fucking guy who can answer this question?
Oh yeah, you're kind of gay.
Yeah, I'm a gay. Yeah, yeah. I don't
like, let me tell you the difference.
I'm like the beginning of gay, and like the.
John said he tongued
them.
A guy like a couple nights ago.
Oh, my best friend Shavo.
Oh, right. Shavo's got a huge cock. While
you were doing coke?
No, I was honestly not drunk at all.
Is
he
that
just
why
kept
you're
coming
doing
up
coke?
To me and I kept licking
want,
him.
I think you're trying to blow your way into
coke
a gay
is a
experience.
Coke.
I
kept coke
him. No, I'm just I'm past the age where I'm past the time where I'm like making out with your buddies is fun.
Yeah, but that fuck. Doing coke, that's what
it's fun.
Yeah.
Making out with your homies, it's fun. I'll make out with you right now.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's funny. It's cute.
It's a lot of fun.
It's funny. It's cute. You get to make out with somebody.
Uh-huh.
I'm interesting. I gotta be honest. Hot, I got this wave of just uncomfortability.
Shavo has...
Is that because I might make out with you?
I don't know. Maybe it's homophobia. I was just
it
like,
is.
Open
yourselves
Richie,
up to
let's,
me.
Let's be silent. Let's let Richie bury himself here. You psychopath.
No,
it's not going to work now because he can't do the bit
know,
twice.
Yeah,
you're done.
I know. I'm just being honest.
Shavo is...
hurt me for it.
Shavo has...
Shavo is a huge hog.
He has a huge dick, right?
He's a huge hog.
To the point where it's been
a
detriment
man.
To his life because it like almost
what are you doing trying to
blood
fucking
from
throw,
his head
throw
he
my buddy's problems
think.
Into your bullshit.
It's a joke. Isn't he insane? Why wouldn't he be
for
this?
Right
I love
now.
Shavo.
Shavo's great. I don't know what's going on with his cock. I mean, yeah, I guess he had
yes,
problems.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
imagine
big old
being
dick.
Like, dude, let's not talk about his giant hog.
Yeah, he's got a big old, apparently the bigger your hog is, the harder it is to get hard because there's more blood involved.
Which
you know?
Fucking, that's right. That's cool.
Big dick, it's like complaining about having too much money. I mean, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Poor you. Yeah, John Hamm said the same thing. Like, everyone keeps talking about my dick. Shut up,
Harry.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll say the
John
same thing.
John Hamm's just trying
though.
To fucking be in a comedy.
Point is, I made out with the guy. I love him.
Did you grab his dick?
How long do you
no,
make
I've
out
his penis a
and
bunch
it's not
times.
Gay? I don't get
We
this.
Didn't make out. We just kept, like, he kept coming in. I kept licking him. I just kept licking him. Licking his tongue. We kept licking tongues. He had a wet tongue.
Oh, I mean, what? Yeah, of course.
Wait, so you just did the.
Well, he was also trying to impress Jacqueline, who he wanted to fuck.
Huh.
That's
okay.
Fine.
This is so progressive.
I'm the most progressive
all
guy you guys know.
All this is so progressive.
The funny thing is like, it's like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I just don't give a fuck anymore.
That's beautiful.
I don't give a fuck about anything. Any ideology that's trying to tell me, any gatekeeping, anyone who's trying to tell me to do this or do that,
yeah,
or
right.
You can't say this or you can't say that.
Right.
I'm going to make out with my best friend. I'm going to hang out with anybody I want to fucking hang out with. I'm going to fucking accept anyone, really, because I don't give a shit anymore. I don't give a shit what you think
exactly.
You are, who you fuck, or what you do.
Exactly.
I just don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Just leave me the fuck alone and let me fucking hang out and just make jokes and just fucking leave me alone. I don't care. And if you know what, I'll kill myself. I'll fucking
yeah no totally keep
yeah,
going
no I will
John,
fucking
John, keep going
oh you're doing it again it's not working no I'm killing
I'm not
you right
doing
now.
That again
I hope so I hope someone's listening just like yeah, dude yeah like fucking John like, yeah.
No that's
dude,
what
he's speaking to me right now
yeah
man.
But they
yeah,
think he's no. Talking about the Jews
yeah I'm talking about the Jews
no
like,
I am not
no,
listening to
shit.
Any more ideology no one's gonna tell me how to
it was no. Not that many people
I am
right?
I'm literally
more
I'm
like
literally,
1 million
I'm like the sexual what's that mountain man we talked to
The living man.
I'm the sexual living man. That's what I am.
The
right
living
now.
Man.
I am the living man. I
do
will
not
fuck
live
butts.
By any ideology.
I do not live by any. I am.
I like
fuck.
To. So I like to peck my friends at the bar and
yes,
do cocaine.
Do cocaine and peck my friends at the bar and call my other friends gay.
Richie, what was the thing we were talking about earlier?
What?
We wrote it down on the, we were
I mean, we saw come on I mean, what do you which time?
Oh,
what, nah, yeah. What how much time what? Do we do? I out of curiosity, I just
what,
wanted to know
what are you talking about,
because that felt like eons.
You were like, what's the thing we were talking about earlier? The best.
Damn, we're killing it.
I mean, we wrote down the French.
You guys wrote down topics. I'm gonna slap that phone out of your fucking hand.
We've
we're
always
homies,
written
dude.
Down
this
topics.
Lame.
French,
we never
what?
Have topics. We do it off the top.
The Virgil dying. Like what?
Oh, I don't know. No, that's the thing I want to talk about.
Virgil.
This guy Virgil Abloh died. This
yeah,
designer for hip hop.
I don't give a fuck about
well, you're
him.
Gay. You
Louis,
should know about
it.
I
don't give a for Louis Vuitton.
About,
it wasn't
who gives a fuck? I've never owned any Louis Vuitton.
No, he was
Vuitton
involved
in
the hip hop community and shit.
Well,
who
Westside
gives
Gun
a
liked
shit?
Him, but no,
shut
he's
up.
A famous designer. He's
shut
like Tom
up.
Ford.
He
level.
Was every all rappers liked his
fuck,
shit.
Fuck these people.
I know, but he's not a hip hop.
He probably
he's probably check
he
the
he was black. He's in hip hop.
Check the Epstein Black Book. He's probably oh, did you better one? Did you guys hear the Ghislaine Maxwell fucking trial will not be? It's got a media gag order on it.
They can't be televised because it's federal,
nothing,
right?
Nothing. Fuck, they should. Is it
they
federal?
They don't televise federal shit.
Oh, that's normal.
They also can't televise it because they're fucking knockers.
They're gonna,
huge, and everyone would be everyone coming all over their TVs.
Look at
have you seen Ghislaine's titties?
Show me
know,
your
they're
titties.
They're awesome. Oh, they're great knockers.
Look them up, Devin.
Ghislaine Maxwell titties on YouTube.
She breaks silence.
She's definitely make
have
one
you
of
seen
those
this
videos
photo?
With like the sports bra but no face.
Damn, he knows exactly how to spell Ghislaine, which is fucking crazy to me.
Where's this? There's one photo that's fucking
oh,
tremendous. She's like sitting and shit.
God, I'd let her be my handler. You know what I mean? Let's see.
Look at those up. Fakers, baby.
Look up Ghislaine Maxwell hot. Just look up hot. That's
hot.
The best way to get. That's the best way to get.
Ghislaine Maxwell hot.
Yeah.
There's oh, one that's all over one. Twitter, what's but I that? Can't find it. Let's go to Twitter for it.
I got a Twitter.
But yeah, no, that guy, Virgil Abloh.
Abloh.
He died of cancer. He didn't tell anybody about it, just like Chadwick did.
How did he not tell anybody if he died of
and
cancer?
And what is that's, like that's what I want to understand. What's going on with nobody telling everybody they have cancer? Like, that would be the first thing I would say to people if I found out I have
people
cancer.
Told
I
a bunch
want
of people had cancer.
The sympathy.
But also, who gives a fuck about this person?
I could be at, John, he designed shirts, okay?
Clothing.
John,
right?
Okay, and the man designed pants.
He made people look
find
beautiful.
The titty photo.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Get off this topic of the man who
tits.
Died. That
but
I don't care
if
about.
If I had cancer, dude, I would show up at people's funerals and I'd tell them I have cancer. I would tell everybody I have cancer.
Yeah, that's because you're an egomaniac.
You're damn right I am. Well, that's a decent tit shot by Ghislaine.
She's got like D's, you know.
Where
whatever.
Is this famous one? She's got big old nuts.
She's like lying back a little bit.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Hot. God damn it, Twitter. Enough of your censorship.
Oh, she is beautiful. Look at her.
She's
younger. She's a beautiful. Wait, what's
whoa, that? Whoa, was that? Was that Hunter Biden?
Oh, Hunter Biden.
Getting blown by her? I don't know what's going on.
Hunter Biden's always doing
I don't know what's
real.
Shit,
man.
I know.
Hunter Biden kicks ass.
Hunter Biden's the shit, man. He should be president. Fuck this.
He should be president.
Hunter Biden's like, you know.
Oh, my God. Busty. Ghislaine Maxwell, busty.
Wait, this is
what
your
is
old,
that?
This is your old porno
nothing.
Mind.
God damn it. Ghislaine Maxwell, black. I don't know. I
let's
can't
find
her. She had
you
a
know,
great shot, though.
She had a, you know, she's an attractive woman. She's honestly my type.
See this? This photo? This is the photo of Bill Clinton literally getting a massage by one of the sex trafficking slaves.
Who's taking
in a,
these
in a,
photos
in a,
on these
in a,
Kodak
in a
cameras?
Airport. In an airport, just getting
I'm take
fucking
out,
massaged.
I know I won't extrapolate on that.
What? What'd you say? You're gonna
nothing. I'm not gonna say anything.
On what?
No, don't worry about it.
I don't know. I can't find the fucking photo, but her tits were huge. And I hope
she had, like,
I hope she wins her.
They're getting shadow banned.
She had nice tits.
She's a victim. She's nothing but a victim in this day and age.
Well, you know, I hope she's the first victim of the Packer guy, the Tuck My Packer guy, in prison. God. Well, I think we kind of burnt a little quick, you know.
No, we're okay. We don't need to talk about how it's going.
How it's going?
It's going great.
Sorry, I had like three shots of fucking Woodford Reserve.
It's fine. We'll have some more after this.
There's like very little left in the.
I have more.
I have a 9 a.m. fucking meeting.
You get hammered. You wake up in the morning. You show up hungover.
It's a meeting.
I should show up with a pack of cigarettes rolled up in my fucking sleeve.
You're supposed to be hungover at work.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just fucking work. I crash into the building playing White Snake. Like fucking.
Work is where you're supposed to be hungover.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna fucking show up.
Do you think I could get a job there, like a dishwasher or something?
What? Yeah, you can absolutely.
You
want to
be a dishwasher?
Have you ever been the service
industry? I don't
like
dealing with people. I like sitting in the back. I want to listen to a podcast.
You're going to have to deal with people. You want a job?
Why do I have to deal with people? I'm a dishwasher. I want to deal with dishes.
First of all, you'd be great at dealing
with
people.
I'm a man of the dish. I love dishes.
Do you want a job?
Not yet.
You bum.
Richie and I
might. How about I lead that with, do you want a job, you fucking
Richie
bum.
And I might get jobs working for a mobster.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys need to stop this and just get a normal job. I make like 70 grand a year right now.
All
right,
Cokehead, don't tell us how to live our lives.
I do a couple bumps, fucko.
Hey, okay, yeah, listen. Hey, Mac Miller, don't tell us how to fucking live our lives, all right?
I'm going to leave this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know you're doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing real good.
Just go ahead, keep exploring your sexuality.
I love it.
And doing drugs, all right?
I will.
Leave the mob decisions to us.
I'm having fun, dude. I'm having fucking fun.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Dude, I just don't give a fuck.
Not getting laid,
dude,
though.
You don't care about any ideology anymore. You just don't give a fuck. No one's going to tell you what to do.
No one's going to tell me anything.
Have you eaten somebody's ass?
Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's full of shit, right?
No.
You clean it.
You clean it? Like you walk, you like wipe it for them?
Well, actually, I've never done it.
What do you do? I don't get it.
It's just a stretchy little butthole.
You bring wipes.
Your tongue in. It's
you bring
nice.
Wipes.
Well, yeah, I think
that's
a lot
a little
of people,
salty.
I think
it's nice.
Move that people spit on it first.
No, I don't do that. I just tongue that ass.
Well, don't you like bring spit to the forefront?
No, you
of your
stretch
mouth?
It. Or you stretch it out with your tongue. It's fucking great. It's real tight. It feels cool.
Why are you looking at me so serious?
Because what do you guys have to fucking?
No,
John's
I'm just.
Like, John's like, it's cool. Everyone out there says it's cool. They're all talking about eating ass, and I come here, and you guys don't think it's hip.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So they got a dishwasher opening.
No, you would get fucked up by all the dishwashers.
You're going to have to
the
clean.
Dishwashers would fucking
you can
hate
clean some buttholes.
I was about to fight a dishwasher the other night.
Why? Because they're all.
Because this motherfucker wasn't. He clocked out when he wasn't supposed to clock out, and he had dishes to do. And
well, that's
those
the
dishes,
thing.
And when he didn't do his dishes, it was my job now.
That's
to
the
do
thing.
Dishes.
Like, I'm kind of like.
And you know
one
what?
Of the real
if I'd
ones.
Done it, like, if I'd done this four or five times, you got to get the dishes in before. You got to get the dishes in a certain time before they close. I hate service industry bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking lame.
Well, that's the thing why I'd be a dishwasher because they're the real ones.
But this motherfucker,
you know?
This motherfucker's yeah. standing like there going, I clocked out, I can't do the dishes, and I respect that, number one. But if I'd done this a bunch of times, I would understand. This is the first time I did it.
Because he's a gangster.
I've been trying to be friends with this guy for a long time.
You've been working there for like a week.
Yeah, a long time. John's
like,
it's
been
at least 100 hours.
It's been like a month and a half.
You bump into him every once in a while. You're like, I've been
trying. I go back there,
so
I make
hard.
Jokes that, you know, they appreciate.
I make jokes. You're like, hey, Medicone.
Any Mexican you work with, you just say you're from Michoacan. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
John's like, all the Mexicans at work love me. They call me Maricone.
They call me Maricone. Oh, dude, it was so funny. At my last job, my boss didn't understand Mexicans, and like he didn't understand that Maricone, like you can't just pull that out,
right?
And like, I made this joke to him that I was like, go back there. I went back one day because I was cool with them, and they were like, "Where are you from? Where are you?" I would every day I'd go back there. I'd say I was from a different Mexican place. I'd be like, "I'm from Chiapas. I'm from Michoacan." Like all this shit, and they would always laugh and they call me Michoacano. And like one day they asked me like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "Rio del Maricone." Which is just like River of Faggots. And they all busted up. And like my boss came back and like he like pointed at me. He was like, Maricone, Maricone. And they got pissed. They're like, what do you, what?
Yeah.
They're like, that's not funny. You can't call this guy that. Like we're not on the level of you. Like they're wrong with me. And like they were silent. He got like really nervous and like left. But yeah. Yeah, you got to get cool. The more coke they do,
then
the cooler they are. That's the thing.
Ice.
The more coke.
He was
like,
you're on fire. Laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
New crew.
No, this dude was like 20, 25. No, the more coke the back of house people do, usually the cooler they are, the nicer they are. These guys don't do that much coke. They talk about it a lot. I hear Perico every fucking 2 seconds, but they're not doing it.
Perico means coke?
Yeah, Perico.
You're really ingratiating yourself in the coke world.
You're a man of the people, John.
I am. I'm a man of the people.
Sick, dude.
You don't think I don't think I you don't you
bring
think,
me whiskey. I need whiskey.
We'll drink it a little bit.
Yeah, you can have this one. Let me get one more sip.
You don't think I'll be able to? I just don't see myself talking to people.
You would love it, Devin. You fucking loser. You would do is eat that. You'd look forward to going to work every day, so you'd have
like,
another audience.
That's like the cool guy thing. I you'd think that like I'm not. I can't talk to people. You just go to work.
You're great.
You love winning
every
over
day.
People.
One of the
no, I don't. You today, guys one of the servers like, don't came you guys up deal to with me. Tremendous pieces of shit all the time.
No,
you don't.
Only bad if you no, suck you at your job.
If you suck dick, you deal with it. You're fine. You just walk around. Honestly, it makes you feel good. You're walking around all the time.
Every once in a while, someone's annoying, but I'll also say like in a lot of those situations, like I fucked something up, like.
Honestly, the funny thing is actually they've done like studies. If you mess up, but then fix
the
problem.
I've said this like a million times.
Oh, you've said this.
Yeah.
They come back. So like today, this dude, I noticed.
One
of the bartenders accidentally we have a drink that's very similar to an old fashioned, and one of the bartenders actually accidentally made an old fashioned. So you either wait around for somebody to order an old fashioned, then you give them that old fashioned. But usually those drinks are dead after a couple minutes. Right. The ice melts.
Dead drink.
I noticed. Yeah, exactly. So I
know that game.
I noticed this dude, the head on
we
his
We talk
beer,
about that in the back.
The head on it. The head
me
on
and the real
beer.
Guys.
They're always killing drinks.
The head on his beer was a little bit too big because the woman who gave, the server who gave it to him just didn't know how to pour beer. So like I saw that and it kind of annoyed me at first because I was like, oh, it's fucking suck if I got that beer and the head was like fucking 2 inches large. And then the bartender fucked up the drink, so I just looked at him and said, hey, the head on your beer was too big. Here's a free old fashioned, which is hilarious because like that's like a $14 drink. Right. This guy's getting it for the head on his beer is a little bit too large. And he was like super surprised. That guy's going to come back to that restaurant whenever. Yeah. He does like again. He's like, you're just basically for $14, you could buy this guy's loyalty essentially.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd
would fucking destroy it, dude. What are you talking about?
You would kill it.
You would kill it. You'd love it. You'd be talking to people. You'd be meeting people all the time.
Do you guys think I should pursue waiting?
I would love to see Devin become the guy who won't shut up about his tables of the day.
Yeah, Devin would be
he's
that
like,
guy.
Oh, my God. So I had this table. You won't believe it.
You go back to the dish pit, and he's just standing there in fucking 3 inches of water, just not shutting the fuck up.
You know, I would, but
dude,
I just...
Table four sucks fucking cunts.
I don't think anyone would let me wait tables because I just don't have enough experience yet.
The only thing you'd wait on is dick.
The only thing you're,
you're
going to
wait
on
is that gallon of cum.
Chalk and balls.
No, I mean, Devin, like...
I remember one time I worked at the bread... When I worked delivery for the bread place, some guy came in the early morning because I didn't deliver him as much bread as he wanted because we ran out. And he was like, hey, we were supposed to get like 9 baguettes. We only got 2. And I was like, yeah, sorry, we ran out. And he was like, oh, well... Like waiting for like a customer service thing.
No, that's
I was
exactly
like,
how you deal with.
And then I was just like, "We ran out."
No, yeah, that's how you actually.
And then I closed
that's
the
perfect.
Door on him.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's not perfect. I'd get in trouble for that.
No, you wouldn't.
There was nobody else around. That's the only reason exactly I got away with it.
We run out of shit all the time. There's supply chain issues. We don't have root beer. If somebody's like, "I got a root beer and it was flat," and you know, we ran out of root beer. Sorry, bud.
There is supply chain issues. Everyone's stuff is stuck in the middle of the ocean on a fucking fucking boat.
Don't change the subject. You're gonna get a job.
Devin's okay. Saying this.
You're
also
gonna be a man with a job.
Can I work with you?
I can figure something out.
Can we do a thing where you carry me around?
The other place
in your
I
arms?
Work at, the other place I work at has there's two office buildings. They're switching from remote to in office work very soon, come the new year. And there's like 3,000 people in each office building. They need servers.
What do you do in the office?
I don't know what the fuck they do. They work for Metrolink, so you just fucking come by and serve for you work 20 hours a week and you make like fucking $30-$40 an hour. Like it's
20
wild.
Hours a week. I mean, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not trying to fucking bag. Waste my life away.
This guy doesn't get it.
I'm supposed to work 20 hours a week?
You're on your feet, no breaks for 20
nuts?
Hours. And you just fucking...
Why do we bother with this kid?
I know. You're fucking
20
I know.
Hours?
Look at this welfare queen
week?
Just sitting here.
I know.
20 hours.
When's the last time you had a job?
Right before the pandemic.
He's an actor, all right?
Oh,
yeah, sorry, John. Okay.
What was that job? Okay, what was that job? And be careful, because I'm going to judge whether it's a real job or not.
Well, here's the thing. You shouldn't be thinking your life has any meaning or value based on the menial shit
that's
you're doing throughout
say.
Your 20s.
That's exactly what bums
I actually,
say.
I'm sorry, John.
No, it's like a pathetic, this is like this is a classic thing that people always
all
do.
These jobs are just to get to the next thing.
I was a delivery
they
guy.
They mean nothing.
Oh, the weed delivery?
Yeah, and then I worked just right. Doing Uber on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's a real
it's all nonsense. There's no, you should never have pride in your bullshit.
I don't have any pride
unless
in my
what
job.
You're doing
I,
is
I,
actually
only thing
what
I have
you love.
Only
it's
I
nonsense.
Pride in is
I don't
want to
hear
moolah.
About anyone's fucking how tough their schedule is and what, like, right. And they look down at anybody
my,
else
my
for schedule's not
very
it.
Not
if
tough.
You can get away with not having a bad job, do it.
Right. Anyone who can mentally doesn't mean deal anything. With
him, I'm well aware. It's a waste I'm getting. Of your time. I'm falling into the service industry trap where right. like I'm gonna be working the same job for like 10 years.
No, but you're
like,
not. It's just you're doing it. You're fine. You have time.
Yeah, I got. I'm doing side things, or I'm like, okay.
Let's I'm kidding. I'm just saying. I'm gonna try and get this job for this mobster first, doing odd jobs.
Yeah.
You're gonna get arrested.
Trying to do wet work.
You're fucking arrested. Devin's gonna be shooting guys in a fucking apartment building.
Do a little
building.
Wet work.
Yeah, make it, you know,
Devin's wanted nothing more.
Some runs.
All I've ever wanted to do is be in the mafia.
Yeah,
there's nothing cooler than the mafia.
Yeah, and this guy, Gino, he's the shit.
I just honestly don't think I would even get a job.
You're gonna get
gang
raped at a
I'm 29 and I have no restaurant experience. I've only worked in the back with the cool people, like the Mexicans.
That's fine. You just say that. Everybody's looking for servers right now. They'll teach you.
Yeah, anyone will hire you.
Anyone
right
will
now.
Hire you right now. If you want to get service industry experience, this is the time.
Yeah.
I kind of just
want to. You'll never get another opportunity.
You'll never get another opportunity like now where people are just like, okay, please fucking, okay.
I've always wanted to work in a movie theater, but is that not good?
No. I mean, you're making 15
What are you,
an
like
hour,
17? You're like 14?
I worked at a movie theater when I was like 20.
I want to meet with my girlfriend, with my skateboard.
Yeah, but it's a high
theater.
School job.
We all have acne.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lemley's shutting down.
Really?
Yeah, me and Jordan were going to prank call them and put a bid in for the demolition.
I walked around the counter and stole a beer from there last night.
That
yeah,
rocks.
Richie literally stole.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's sick. I like this crime
the Pasadena
yeah.
Lemley, Richie literally
I
stole
finally,
a beer.
Shut the fuck up.
I've been
up.
Talking about stealing yeah. on the podcast for a while, and I finally broke the
we walked.
The
you
le-
did
at the
an
Lemley.
Intense thing. You walked
well,
around
no,
the counter.
No one was there.
Yeah, he walked around the counter.
Empty.
It was dark. Yeah. We left the movie early. No one's there. It's all dark.
Yeah, because they're all taking breaks.
Richie walks around the counter and just opens.
I worked at that theater.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I just walked
right
around.
I want to text Jordan that right now.
Good yeah, it's
you.
Upstairs
thanks,
right now.
Man. I'm really proud of myself. It
yeah,
jacked
that's
me
sick.
Up.
That's awesome.
Everyone should steal. If you live yeah. in a don't chase state or one of those
dude,
like under $1,000, if you're in California,
smash and grab economy.
Steal,
folks.
Steal, stop. Don't stop the steal.
Smash and grab.
Steal.
Steal.
Smash and grab.
Smash and grab, buddy.
Out with stop the steal, in with smash and grab.
Really rub it in the face of those libs.
Yes.
This is how those libs want it. Okay, you got it.
Oh, you know what? I'm
stealing IPAs.
I almost forgot. On Thanksgiving, I stole rosemary from Erewhon.
Who steals
yeah.
rosemary?
I just shoved. I went there to get a burrito. The
you
breakfast.
Up your ass?
The breakfast had ended early because of fucking Thanksgiving, and my girl wanted me to get rosemary for the dinner we were making. And I stuck it in my pocket.
Oh, but dude, anything that gets nice. Stick
I'm
in my pocket,
I'm getting on a roll, baby.
Anything I stick in my pocket that I'm like, I'm not paying that. I say just steal yeah. it.
I stole a shirt from Zara at the Grove.
That's good.
And I thought I got rid of the thing that makes the noise when you leave, but I didn't. And I walked out and the noise went off and everyone looked at me and I ran off.
You ran?
And I ran into like a crowd like fucking.
No, what you got to do is stop
and
look and confused.
Then I hit.
You yeah, stop, like, you look confused, you go, what the fuck? No, and then you keep walking.
I did, I looked confused and then I started really briskly walking.
Yeah, another move, you do the confused look and you just yell, you're like, I don't know. I paid. And you just like keep
and
going.
If anyone ever tries to stop you, you go, no.
Yeah.
The fuck do you think you are? Leave me the fuck alone. And then you keep walking.
And then I went home and I burned the thing off.
Nice. Very smart.
Oh, like
I burned
the,
it
the
off.
Ink, the
fire.
The
ink
thing.
Yeah.
Worked
like a charm.
Nice. Nice. When I lived in Florida, I would steal from this Publix every day.
I love Publix.
I only
dude.
Had enough money.
God, I love Publix.
At the time, I was
working. The wings are so good.
They are really good. And God. The sandwiches are fantastic,
oh, they're fantastic.
Too. Fantastic. And I only had enough money for the sandwich, but I also wanted a Red Bull because I'm like sober at the time, whatever. That's my big yeah. thing. And I could only afford the sandwich, and I'd stick the Red Bull on the mesh like cup holder thing on the outside of my backpack.
Nice.
And my plan every day was like, if they catch me, I'll be like, oh my God, I forgot to pay. And one day the manager follows me out, and he's like, come here, you stole that. And I was like, what? Oh my God, I forgot to pay. And he's like, nope, you stole it. You walked out. And I was like, wait, let me get this straight. You saw it. I saw you standing there. You could have said something. You waited for me to walk out. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Go fuck yourself. And he's like, I'm calling the cops. I was like, call him. You're a piece of shit. Goodbye.
Call him, retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to come by for your $3 stolen Red
Bull? Yeah, exactly. In Florida,
you have
would,
no
actually.
Power here.
Yeah. But still, yeah. also, you waited for me to walk out. You could have just said something.
Did you go back to that Publix every day?
Yeah, and
fuck
I went
yeah,
and I
dude.
Went back.
And
fuck
you kept
that
stealing?
Guy. No, I had to stop stealing.
I love stealing. One time, there was this homeless guy, but he was kind of blind, and he had a big bowl out full of all his money. And I went by, and I just took all of his money. I ran off. He couldn't tell. He was blind. Yeah, he's homeless. He's missing
head?
A leg and shit. And then me and my friends, we drove back later that night,
shot
and we stabbed him to death.
Oh, shit. Ah!
Because it's a smash and grab economy.
Sicko
dude.
Mode.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
Oh, man. The golden honey wings of Publix were phenomenal.
Yeah, this is Florida.
Sounds like a container store.
Publix.
Publix does sound like a container store. Yes, but it's right, honestly like it's honestly the people's bougie grocery store.
Like where's Publix again? I've seen them.
At Publix,
they're all over Florida and
the produce at Publix was lovely. Just yes. Great produce.
It's good.
Great produce.
Publix is good.
Publix is good.
Everybody likes Publix.
Everybody loves Publix.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah.
What are you looking up on YouTube?
I don't know. Just Lane Maxwell.
Look up. Look up.
Thing,
hold on. Hold on. Let's do a little thing. Real
what
quick.
Are you looking for?
I'm gonna do a. I'm gonna do a John Boy thing. Hold on. Chinese.
Yeah. Here we go.
Industrial.
It's all cum, China, and
accident
and sissy
oh,
noses
Chinese
with you.
Industrial accident.
Accidents.
Oh, hell
montage.
Yeah.
Montage. All right. Let's. We'll leave
let's
on
leave
this.
On this. Hold on. Oh,
industry
accident. No, no,
well,
no,
it's
no,
9 minutes. We don't get time.
TikTok China deadly accidents on job site. Fuck yeah.
It's only 20,000. Views,
okay,
though.
Let's
not
review
like a,
this.
It's not really a banger.
Ah, who, Tony, let's turn it on.
We don't know that yet. Let's give it a shot. Right.
It's been identified.
I wish to proceed. Do it.
I understand. Wish to proceed. Yeah. I don't care how.
Oh shit! Wait,
oh, I like
this
the soundtrack.
Play? Does this play on the thing?
Yeah.
Over the headphones, you can't see it though. They can't see it. But
okay, this guy's. Well,
all right.
I mean, maybe turn the music down a little bit.
Oh shit! He just an I-beam just Ooh. Dropped on this guy. He's dead, dude. Oh fuck.
Oh, listen to them speak Chinese. Crazy.
Dude, this shit's gonna explode. Look at this stuff. No, this is gonna fucking
yeah,
explode.
Yeah, okay, there's a building on fire.
There's a smoke.
A lot of smoke
yeah.
going
probably
in the air.
Probably 2,000 feet in the air.
Thick black smoke.
Some guy's
and
going,
the building's
sure.
about to explode.
Looks like a mushroom cloud. Yeah. It's gonna explode.
Love this music.
Here it goes.
Woo!
I love the Mandarin. Wait.
Whoa,
oh,
what's,
wait,
this
what's this
now?
This one's this is like
uh-oh.
Avengers music.
Oh my god.
What happened to this man?
Oh, wait, there's
an engine,
a guy
oh,
in
an
there?
Engine melted. That's what it looks
an
like.
Engine
an
melted.
Engine melted.
Is there a guy
ah,
inside
fuck
there?
This shit.
This on, video right. sucks.
Yeah. Hold on, wait.
This video sucks.
The first one was good. It was
TikTok
a man.
TikTok isn't going to show
oh, shit,
anything.
These guys are going to fucking
oh, oh, these guys. Right, okay, these,
two guys
there's these construction workers in a cage.
Oh, God, these poor men. Oh, no.
Okay, and they're about
this
to.
This is sad. This is retard shit. Hold on, wait, stop it. Get your
this
fucking
is
dumb.
Retard.
Get your dumb hand away from this. I need some real stuff.
Why don't you
Live
find.
Live leak shut down.
Why don't you find Ghislaine Maxwell's tits?
Live horrific work down? Accident in China. Let's turn that.
When did Live leak shut
this.
Down?
Oh, this one's so good. This guy. This is like some Animaniacs shit. Watch this shit. This
oh,
is my
no.
favorite one.
Okay, so these guys are working in like
okay.
a. What is this?
This is under like. So I guess this is like highly compressed. Like intensely.
Where are they? Like, explain
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
describe,
so
try to describe
this
it.
Is, this
you
is a warehouse. I don't know where they are at, but apparently this man is reaching into a man, what looks like a,
like
manhole,
a manhole
cover.
Yeah.
And there's something on this, but it, inside here, there's just highly compressed gas or something.
And some huge vent.
Now watch
like
what happens.
Vent.
Now watch what happens to this man, Devin. He's just doing
okay, so his hand
he's,
is in.
He's gonna go home tonight and have
his
fucking,
hands in the manhole cover. He was about to go home tonight.
He's
and
have
some
have,
classic
jam,
Chinese meal
he's
of orange
jam
chicken
he's
and
jam bing
Beijing beef.
He's gonna,
everybody
he's,
in China goes to Panda
this,
Express.
Look at what happens to this fucking guy. Look at
oh
him
no!
Look at this.
His hand.
Boom.
Oh,
Animaniacs.
Shit.
He's done.
He's dead.
He got fired.
Okay, literally, fire flew out of the manhole
he
cover, blew him into the roof, and he's dead.
Boom! He's dead.
Oh my fucking god!
He's dead.
Why'd that happen like that?
Because it's China and China rocks,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
China is just one big Looney Tunes fucking land.
Holy shit!
China's the coolest place.
I don't know if
let's
we
do a pod in China, dude.
Dude, in an ultimate American ignorance move, I'm gonna play the teriyaki boys to close us out like yeah. they're Chinese.
Okay, I'm gonna do like a.
I wonder if you.
I'm gonna do like I wake up. Get rid of this stuff. Skip this.
I can't skip the ads, John.
Okay, so
here we go.
I'm a Chinese. I work at a cement factory.
Yeah.
I work at a cement factory. I make through a honeypot program inputted by the CIA, the company I work for has essentially stolen intellectual property from the United States to create very lightweight, durable concrete that's used for foundations for skyscrapers. But the problem is it's a honeypot thing. So actually, this concrete is built for catastrophic failure. It's meant to be catastrophic failure.
Yeah.
I actually grew up in a small village in like Sichuan, But the problem is there's no social mobility in the village. The women have all left. All the women have left and gone to Beijing because of the one child policy. The one child policy has essentially made it so that only women have social mobility in mainland China. Turn it up. Turn the music up. So they have only social mobility in China. So I have been getting butt fucked for the first 14 years of my life.
Yeah, John's in the pocket.
I finally become an illegal immigrant in my own country by moving to a major city like Shanghai. I'm working on this foundation, learning how to lay concrete for this company that stole intellectual property from a fake honeypot corporation set up in Simi Valley that created concrete meant for catastrophic failure. I die one day about 3 months into the project because about 5 tons of concrete falls on me and about 50 men.
Nice.
That's it. Oh,
what about this one? Do you got one for this one?
Okay. I am a Uyghur Muslim living, and I'm living in China. I'm a Uyghur Muslim living in the steppe of Western China.
Hoping you can get your hands on some pangolin from a wet market.
I'm not hoping to get my hands on some pangolin from a wet market. I'm hoping to be married under the moolah that is in my town, but I can't be married under the moolah because that is illegal. And essentially, I do the marriage in secret.
By the way, I keep playing music that is not Chinese.
Yeah, it's fine. I do the marriage in secret because, whatever. And I'm technically married under my religion, but the government of mainland China doesn't think I'm married. And I impregnate my wife, and about 8 months into the pregnancy, a group of men who show up who aren't doctors give her a forced abortion, which increases her chances of breast cancer by about 80%.
Of course.
She can't carry water anymore to and from the river to my house.
Yeah.
She's in debilitating pain, and I'm furious every day. So one day I wake up and I slap a cop. I get sent to a re-education vocational training camp, and while there, they execute me and harvest my kidneys
that are
then given to a surgery tourist that comes to China to get a new kidney, or some sort of high-ranking member of the Chinese Communist Party. By the way, these kidneys were harvested for me with no anesthesia while I was alive.
Screaming?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, anesthesia is in, like, I was unable to fight back, but nothing that would reduce pain.
And this was all just to cleanse you.
Let's say $10,000, $20,000 per kidney transplant. This is happening about 500,000 times a year in China. So it's like a $1 billion industry they have.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, on that note,
smash and grab economy in China.
Smash and grab economy. Turn up Keith Ape, dude. Let's fucking leave all right on this shit. Arigato. Wait, hold up. You can feel my pain.
They're just drinking that aloe vera drink.
Yeah.
Asians love aloe vera.
He's got a big watermelon.
They love drinking that aloe vera shit.
All right. All right, with that, guys.
Goodbye, folks.
See ya.